This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, folks. Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over on this Global Live Tuesday transmission, but I wanted to get to action in the third dimension. Because you've got the weirdo, corrupt mayor that wants to ban meat and straws. He's already banned straws in New York. Going to Trump Tower. Trump lets him go do it. But then people counter them, and it's hilarious. So that's coming up. But first, the planet's on fire, according to Bill Nye. Now, this is a guy that's edited his shows from the 90s saying there's male chromosomes and women chromosomes, which is a fact, whether you're a seal whether you are a dog or a weasel, but not just in mammals. I mean, it's the same thing in with birds, in ornithology. I mean, it's just crazy. But they want you to suspend science. The left says, oh, they're all about science. So here's Bill Nye. The planet is on fire! AOC says 12 years. We're dead. He says, hell, it's already over. We're on fire!
Here, I've got an experiment for you. Safety glasses on. By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots.
That's right. Pay Soros.
You're not children anymore. I didn't
and Rothschild and Obama the money.
Synthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis.
Shut up and let us have world government and tax everything, or you're dead. I just blew towards the planet here. Men and women don't exist. This is science. So let's go to just remind you, AOC and Beto, whatever his name is, who's yesterday's news now, the Messiah, telling you the Earth is gone. We're all dead in 12 years. Here it is.
Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater or above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis. The crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue how are we going to pay for it? And
yeah, I'm going to pay you money. How are you going to pay for it? I want a private jet, bitch. That's what she's saying. Give me the money. So here is the corrupt, weird, vampire bat mayor of New York at Trump Tower, where Trump let him in to do the protest, and people countered them, and, of course, they wanted them arrested. But here's third-dimensional political activism. Here it is.
Women included loss of family friends. They found his body 3 days later after the storm Maria
hit.
They were flooded out. They lost everything, including their homes. New York City will not survive without a radical action.
Run things
now. The biggest action in the city
now. We're going to come back, though, with some really key stuff with Paul Watson. We'll be back in 60 seconds. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are.
God bless. George Strait.
And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime.
He really is a seventh generation Texas. He really was raised on a ranch. He really was in the Army. He really did come from nowhere. He really does stand by his word. You know, those type of people exist. Learn a little bit of George Strait. It's people standing up for each other that built all this. There's a lot of people want to piss on that, but we're not going to let that happen. All right, let's get serious. Paul Watson is about to take over. He's got a big article up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, the great site he's launched, Summit.News. Iran, women dragged away, arrested for protesting mandatory hijab law. Now, I remember about a year ago, Linda Saussure, that is a monstrous, moray eel-like creature. In the way she looks and her politics, who gets the hundreds of millions of Soros funding, literally, to lead American women. Her mother writes the Bible of genital mutilation, how to cut little girls' genitals off, their clitorises, and just things you didn't even want to know existed. And now, she came out last year and this year and criticized women in Iran. She said they're grandstanding when they take their hijabs off and want to go to college or drive a car. She said they're grandstanding in Saudi Arabia. So we've got all this footage of the Persian women who just 40 years ago weren't under Islamic rule. And they just want to be free. And you go to Twitter and you go to Facebook. And the left is running around, and feminists are like, you put that hood back on your head, bitch. And you're like, whoa, who are these people? The left hates America and the West so much that they see Shiite radicalism, Sunni radicalism, whatever it is, they see it as a power group that doesn't like America. And so they're for it. And that's a sick group of freaks. So let's play this clip. Iranian woman dragged away, arrested for protesting mandatory hijab law by the monotheistic, male-run government. And if you try to talk about it on Twitter, they will delete your ass. Just like all the gay men now dress like women and tell women to shut up. We're going to compete in all your courses. I'm not against men, but they're a bunch of weird men that like to go in women's bathrooms and dress up like women and get out on a track field and run faster than women or get on a basketball court and beat women or lift more than women. Oh, yeah, I just beat a woman. Man, you're a tough son of a bitch, let me tell you. You're a victim, aren't you, Cupcake? What a bunch of sick, abusive freaks. So here's that clip.
Oh,
feminist. The police are doing a good job. Willis for sure agrees. Put it back on full screen. Let's get that criminal woman in the vehicle now. She'll be tagging for torture. Everybody cheers. Yeah, that woman didn't want to wear a hood on her head. Mother slamming her head in the wall. That slamming her head in that vehicle.
You teach her to do what she's told. Linda serves her a dead dog.
All right. So, Paul, do you want to apologize for that radical, evil woman that stood up to that? Because the left says that her wearing a hijab is good. It's a symbol of freedom. So I'm sorry, I just showed a woman rebelling against women's empowerment.
Well, what you don't see in that video, but you see a little flash of it here and there, is that the religious police, the modesty police, which police these streets in countries like Iran and Indonesia, literally trying to put a carpet over her head because it's so shocking that she would be uncovered in public, literally trying to smother her with a carpet. And, of course, no one around her helps her whatsoever. But this, again, as you've said, CNN putting out puff pieces, putting out glorification of the new hijab Barbie, you know, the new Nike attire.
So why does the left fetishize women chained up wearing hoods over their heads?
Because, again, they can't quantify this contradiction between the fact that women in the Middle East are oppressed, subjugated, tortured, and incarcerated by this modesty culture, which is the hijab, and women in the West, who claim and grandstand that it's some great liberation and some great choice. It isn't a choice. I see three-year-old kids in the park where I live in hijabs. Why are they wearing hijabs? Because of the male gaze, so men don't rape them. And then you go and you look at the rape cases with the grooming gangs, Alex, in the United Kingdom, and they specifically give that reason, that justification.
By the way, that's chicken or the egg, but it's true under Islamic culture that if you're not wearing a hood over your head, you're to be gang raped. And then you're not even supposed to say that now. You're just supposed to, like, put up with it.
No, and that's not us saying that. That's the groomers, the rape gangs in the United Kingdom who were caught. And then you had left-wing Labour MPs liking tweets from people who said, oh, well, they were dressed like sluts, like they were wearing skirts, so they probably deserved it, right? Literally, Labour members of Parliament liking those tweets. And then you look at it historically, Alex, the very first Muslim Arab feminist group, this was in the 1920s, I believe, it was called the Egyptian Feminist Union. The first act of defiance, the first act of protest that they did in favor of women's rights in the Middle East was to remove their Islamic headscarves and their hijabs. So you can go back 100 years, and the first actual real feminists who were actually fighting for women's rights where it was necessary, the first act of defiance that they carried out was to remove the hijab. And now today in the West, in 2019, we've got hijab Barbie.
And Paul, we all know that, and you've done a great job, and I'm going to have you take over. But I want to just say this. Feminists aren't for women. They want to make women clients of the state. Islam is a powerful world state, probably the most powerful. They just want to wed to power. So women, feminist leaders, are just pimps that wed women to being enslaved. So we should address them formally as the enslavers of women and stop letting them act like they're the empowerers of women. The average ugly, you know, humpback feminist is a woman-hating vampire. And I think women should run to the hills from these creatures.
Well, they have. I mean, the polls have shown over the past few years that feminism, the word, has become a pejorative. Now it's been folded into the whole intersectionality social justice movement. Remember back in the day, the whole curve of YouTube commentary was anti-feminist commentary. That kind of went by the wayside because we kind of won the argument based on how they act. You saw the woman at the pro-life demonstration last week feverishly attacking and punching people because they had pro-life signs. And that has come to represent what a feminist and the word feminist represents in the West. So naturally, women of any reasonable mind shy away from that.
And again, they're weak people that are actually anti-human, programmed by the globalist, who attack any Western pro-freedom person, but bow to Islam, cutting women's genitals off, slave camps, can't drive a car, hood over your head. They just attack the West because they see it as submitting to them. They're looking for dominance. They cower in fear to Islam because they're cucked. That's their God, actually.
Oh, completely, Alex. And I mean, it's interesting to understand what people are afraid of. They're afraid of guys with pro-life signs peacefully protesting. They're now afraid, and I'm going to get into this after the break, of the OK hand sign, as we know. And now literally 14-year-old girls saying swear words and making edgy political commentary on YouTube. They've now gone after, smeared, and deplatformed a 14-year-old girl. That's where we're at, Alex.
All right, stay there watching. Paul Joseph Watson, a powerful Jedi you have become. Infowars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show, May 14th, 2019 edition. And basically what happened was we handed a hysterical cult that demands total obedience and punishes those who resist with deplatforming, public shaming, violence and arrest the power to run society. Things aren't going to turn out so well, are they, given that we've done that? And they're using the tool of censorship. This is what I tweeted earlier today. Censorship, a weapon of tyrants used to oppress populations since the dawn of history, widely recognized as inherently evil ever since. Until 2018, when Western leftists and Silicon Valley started using censorship to their advantage, and it suddenly became virtuous. What a coincidence that is. And we see another example of that today, where, thank God, we've been protected from the cuss words and the edgy opinions of a 14-year-old girl on YouTube. That's right. BuzzFeed publishes hit piece against, tries to deplatform, and basically has at this point, 14-year-old girl. So last night, BuzzFeed published an article entitled YouTube's newest far-right, foul-mouthed, red-pilling star is a 14-year-old girl. Yes, they literally devoted an entire lengthy hit piece to publicly shaming, taking down and demanding censorship of a 14-year-old girl. That's how precious they are. Now, this hit piece was written by Joe Bernstein, who proceeded to lecture us about how, quote, there are many more people who simply want to preserve the ability to be bigoted on private platforms. That's what Joe Bernstein and BuzzFeed tweeted today. There are many more people who simply want to preserve the ability to be bigoted on private platforms. This is the same BuzzFeed journalist who in a tweet a few years ago said this: kill a straight white man on your way to work tomorrow. Oh, so it's okay for him to be bigoted on private platforms, but God forbid a 14-year-old girl would make an edgy YouTube video. But again, it goes back to the old saying, it's okay when we do it. Joe Bernstein is also the guy who tried to deplatform PewDiePie. You'll remember, I think it was last year, came out with a big hit piece because PewDiePie was involved in a online video game session with a few other people who he didn't know, who could be anywhere in the world. One of them, as he killed another character in the game in which PewDiePie was playing, said the words, I think it was Heil Hitler. So then Joe Bernstein wrote a piece completely lying and blaming PewDiePie for this Heil Hitler quote that was made by a completely different person on a completely different part of the world during an online video game session against somebody that PewDiePie did not know. So this is a guy who's lied about people in the past to try to get them deplatformed, who has made bigoted statements. Of course, he'll call it a joke. It's okay for the leftists to joke about killing white people. Anyone tells an edgy joke on the right, oh, they must mean it. They must be serious. So what's happened in the 12 or so hours since this hit piece went up is that, once again, massive Silicon Valley giants who make their corn, who make their revenue because they're going bust and having to lay off dozens of employees left, right, and center, who make their money from rage bait and from attacking people who are more talented and more popular than them, in the 12 hours since, oh, and that's the other point that was made several times, this 14-year-old girl who's telling edgy jokes and making edgy insults and, you know, edgy rhetoric about Islam and social justice warriors, that's bad. That's a moral crisis. That's a moral panic. The 11-year-old drag queen kid, who the mainstream media platforms and worships at every available opportunity, that's fine. That's wholesome. So we've got that disconnect. And in the 12 hours since this hit piece went up against a 14-year-old girl with the full might of BuzzFeed behind attacking her and smearing her, she's had her ability to upload on YouTube suspended for at least a week, which again shows that these big corporate media Silicon Valley giants are in bed with the mainstream media. They ask people to be banned, to be censored. It happens within hours every single time. And now the actual video rant, which caused the controversy in the first place. Again, you can call for killing straight white men. Apparently, that's what Joe Bernstein did, joked about it. That's completely fine. His Twitter account is still active and verified. But if you make a 20-minute edgy YouTube video, that is gone within 12 hours. And if you click on that video in that article, it says this video has been removed for violating YouTube's terms of service. The terms of service that don't apply to anyone on the left when they call for outright violence, as we've seen with Facebook as well, with literal Hamas pages, even as they're raining down missiles on Israeli civilians, still being allowed on Facebook. Yours truly is banned, Alex Jones is banned, Milo Yiannopoulos is banned, Laura Loomer is banned. So we have this article up, and again, people make the point that he called for killing straight white men on their way to work. We have the disconnect between Desmond is amazing, he gets platformed, he gets worshipped by the mainstream media. A 14-year-old who makes an edgy YouTube video, that has to come down in a hurry. Think how petrified they are of the opinions of a 14-year-old girl that they have to devote an entire hit piece. They have to be in communication with YouTube to get this dangerous thought criminal removed from society, which is probably what will happen. Dave Rubin responded to it. He said, there are adult journalists who hunt down kids on YouTube to report the wrong think, which in this case is biting social commentary and funnier than anything on network TV. But again, the right can't make edgy jokes, only the left can. It's okay when we do it. That's their mantra. Ali Alexander tweeted, YouTube is deplatforming a 14-year-old girl for exploring her own viewpoints, not cool. BuzzFeed attacks children now, tweeted Nick Munro. I'm sorry that the vultures have come to attack you, Mark Dice said. BuzzFeed is trying to get this 14-year-old girl banned from YouTube because her humor hurts their feelings. Faith Goldie said this. Kids cross-dressing, sex dancing for adults, while having dollar bills waved at them, stunning and brave. Kids using adult words while making political commentary, moral crisis. These BuzzFeed types are henchmen of the evil one. And remember, this is the same outlet who a few weeks ago, before I was banned, completely lied about me by claiming that I had made up a video about Muslims celebrating the Notre Dame fire and that it wasn't about the Notre Dame fire, even as, in the video, the Notre Dame Cathedral was burning in the background. Even as people were all over Al Jazeera, Arabic, France 24 Arabic, in the comments, and I put it all this in my video, celebrating the Notre Dame fire. They completely lied. They had to semi-backtrack. It was pathetic beyond belief. And now those same people have now been tasked with deplatforming a 14-year-old girl because we're apparently children who can't hear mean words from a teenager and we have to be protected from that. So now her video's gone. The good news is that she's got about 25, 30,000 new subscribers since this BuzzFeed attack happened. How long the YouTube channel remains up at this point remains to be seen, but we know the history of that. We'll be back with more in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at InfoWars.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. In addition,
National, 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live, and a few other points about this BuzzFeed scandal story about deplatforming the 14-year-old YouTuber because we need to be protected from her edgy opinions because we're children, apparently. Number one, Soph, who you see there in the YouTube video, go and subscribe to her. She's going to be on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, all being well. Two other points about BuzzFeed, and Tim Pool talked about this in his video on the subject today. You have this news this organization called NewsGuard, which is the new arbiter of what's credible on the internet in terms of news. Of course, far left bias guaranteed. They have two provisos by which your website, and bear in mind, this is a company that is trying to get their browser extension, which denotes what sites are credible and what sites are fake news, installed on all new computers by Microsoft, by Windows. That's their ultimate goal. To get this installed, to downrank websites that they determine to be fake news. They have two provisos by which your website qualifies as being legit, genuine news source. And of course, when you look at BuzzFeed or NewsGuard, it's all green tick, green tick, green tick. It's the most credible news source imaginable. They don't just make up fake P-Gate stories which rip apart America for 2 years running. No. This NewsGuard organization, which emailed me last week and asked me about 20 questions about Summit News, because obviously they're going to downrank it and try and bury it in Google search results. Didn't respond to the email, don't care. You're not a credible news organization or any kind of organization, so I don't give a damn. But their two provisos for what qualifies as a legit news source is, number one, you can't have fake or misleading advertising on your website if you want to qualify as a credible news source. Now, BuzzFeed sells its own brand of cookware. That's how they make money. People laugh at InfoWars for selling nutritional products, God forbid. BuzzFeed makes money by selling cookware, and they write articles reviewing their own cookware and saying how great it is. That is misleading. That breaks one of the terms of NewsGuard's provisos for being a credible news website. Number two, they also say that news articles should not be presented as opinion, which is what I do on Summit News. I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator. Every single thing you see on there is my opinion. I'm not trying to hide it. That's not the case for BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed presents itself in these articles, like the one they used to try and smear and deplatform this 14-year-old girl, as a straight news article, not as an opinion piece, despite the fact that it's written by Joe Bernstein, the guy who literally lied about PewDiePie to try and get him deplatformed, the guy who literally tweeted that people should kill straight white men. His words, not mine. So they present this article on BuzzFeed as a straight news article, but in the sub-headline of the article, he says, quote, "Self has nearly a million followers on the giant video platform." Okay, that's a fact. But then he says, "The site's executives only have themselves to blame." Okay, that's his opinion. That's not a straight news article. So that violates one of the key provisos of NewsGuard's provisos on what qualifies as a legitimate news source. So in the very article, in the very sub-headline, he gives his opinion that's not a straight news article, that doesn't qualify under NewsGuard's own terms as a credible news source, but again, because it's a left-wing mainstream media website, their own rules don't apply to them. Absolutely flagrant, and that's why NewsGuard itself has no credibility whatsoever. Now, unlike BuzzFeed, we don't sell crappy cookware that we review ourselves and tell you how great it is. We have independent third-party reviews on all our products, which are at InfoWarsStore.com, including TurboForce, which is the one that I take and personally recommend, which is absolutely powerful. Be very careful with it. You should probably only take half a sachet to begin with. But this is the number one go-to source for quick, accessible energy. It's an energy drink. You just put the sachet in with some water or some orange juice or whatever and talk about an energy boost. This will have you bouncing off the walls if you don't go steady and careful with it. But we've got it available right now with 134 reviews at 97%. And again, none of those reviews were written by us, unlike BuzzFeed, which reviews its own products and tells its audience how great they are. We've got it available for 33% off. That is TurboForce, the go-to source for quick, accessible energy without that junk come down. It's available right now for 33% off at $39.95 at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can also get the auto ship option, which means you don't have to remember to reorder it every 2 weeks or every month, whatever option you prefer, and that gives you an extra 10% subscription discount. That is TurboForce, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, another story up on Summit.News. Have you heard about who the latest white supremacist is? Yes, it's gay liberal atheist television presenter Stephen Fry. Clown World claims another victim. Headline, gay liberal atheist Stephen Fry labeled a white supremacist for using the OK hand sign. So basically, Stephen Fry, who has a history of basically left-wing activism, he's the furthest from far right you could ever imagine. he's a gay liberal atheist British television presenter, is being labeled a white supremacist because he did the OK hand sign. Now, who is labeling him a white supremacist or throwing that label towards his name? A few deranged, hysterical, butthurt idiots on Twitter. Which wouldn't normally be a news story, but again, as I said before, the only way the likes of BuzzFeed, the likes of Metro, and all these other mainstream leftist news websites can generate traffic and can generate clicks and ad revenue is by creating completely non-stories and turning them into stories. So Stephen Fry flashed up the OK hand sign to promote Mental Health Awareness Week. His tweet said, "Are you A-OK?" And then a bunch of media outlets took hold of it because they found a few Twitter respondents to his tweet who claimed that he was boosting alt-right racists. Didn't have you down as part of the alt-right, wrote one of these hysterical morons. Another one wrote this: "Stephen and friends, you might want to be super careful using this symbol if you don't want to be confused with white supremacist creeps." And that was basically it. So they took like a handful of comments from idiots that responded to his tweet, turned it into a news story, and now suddenly there's this big debate about whether Stephen Fry's a white supremacist, just like that Cubs fan right there who flashed the deadly, dangerous symbol, which of course is part of the circle game, has nothing whatsoever to do with white supremacism, banned him from the stadium, and then NBC News and a bunch of other outlets had to blur out the OK hand sign because they said it was offensive and it could radicalize people. Truly, truly clown world behavior. So Fry was forced to respond to this controversy, which was created by the media out of like three tweets, by tweeting, "I really will not allow the simple OK gesture to belong to the moronic dog whistling, catfishing, foghorning, frog marching, pig sticking, bleep waving few who attend to appropriate it for their own fatuous fantasies." So he was forced to respond after all these news outlets started reporting it like it was a serious story. This is a guy who is a lifelong member of the Labour Party, the left-wing party in the United Kingdom, lifelong environmentalist, committed to LGBT activism. This is not a right-wing guy. So as I wrote in the article, either Stephen Fry is a closet white supremacist who's been hiding his bigotry for 61 years behind a veil of left-wing political beliefs and liberal activism, or the media and the left is run by a cult that needs to constantly fan the flames of hysteria to convince everyone that neo-Nazis are taking over society in order to obtain power and generate revenue. You be the judge. And again, as we know, this OK hand gesture, just like most of these other contrived moral panics, was literally created as a result of a 4chan troll. They trolled and tricked the media into believing that it was a secret symbol of white supremacy. So once again, society is caught between a bunch of nihilistic, autistic 4chan Spurglord trolls and a hysterical mainstream media that takes them seriously and then legitimizes their autism for rage bait clicks. Welcome to Clown World. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live in the final segment of The Alex Jones Show. Another absolutely shocking headline on InfoWars.com and Summit.news. Is this 2 years after Islamic terror attack, ADFA Islamic group with alleged terror ties appears on side of Manchester Arena. This is actually the most shocking news story of the day, it should be at least. So of course back in May 2017, a radical Islamist called Salman Abedi detonated a homemade shrapnel bomb as people, mainly children, were leaving an Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena. 23 killed, 139 people injured, some of them maimed for life. More than half of the victims were children. As we reported at the time, it emerged that Abedi was a refugee rescued from Libya by the British Royal Navy before he took a flight to the UK 3 years before the attack. And his father actually fought with LIFG, which was basically Al-Qaeda, in helping to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi, which of course led to the rise of ISIS and the migrant crisis. So this suicide bomber, who maimed or killed 150-plus people, was brought into the UK as a result of a refugee policy, May 22nd, 2017. walks out of the Ariana Grande concert, detonates a suicide bomb, 23 people dead, 139 people injured, absolutely horrific. He, of course, was radicalized at the local mosque. And now, 2 years to the day, an ad for an Islamic group with alleged ties to terrorism has appeared on the side of the same building in which that Islamic terror attack took place. This is actually happening. The ad, and you can see it in this article, reads, "To save a life is as if you've saved all of mankind," which of course is quoting from the Quran. In one of the next passages it says, "Kill the infidels." And it was paid for by Islamic Relief. Who is Islamic Relief? Well, it's an organization which is banned in Israel for allegedly funding Hamas, a group which, as we know, also carries out suicide bombings, a group which is listed as a terrorist organization by the European Union and by the United States of America. But it's not just Israel. The government of Bangladesh, which is a Muslim country, put restrictions on this group, alleging that they were using funds raised from charitable donations to promote radicalism across the world. And it's not just Bangladesh. The United Arab Emirates government also blacklisted the group as an alleged terrorist front in 2016. And it's not just governments. In 2016, HSBC cut ties, which for them is a big deal to cut ties because they're basically money launderers, in a different sense. HSBC cut ties with the group. The group that's responsible for this billboard on the side of the Manchester Arena, after concerns that cash meant for humanitarian purposes was being sent to terrorist groups abroad. So to summarize, an Islamic group with alleged ties to terrorism, ties that numerous governments and a major bank have alleged, has been blacklisted by numerous countries, is now advertising its Islamic Relief Foundation, with a quote from the Quran, on the side of a building that was bombed with hundreds of people dead or injured by an Islamic terrorist just 2 years ago. That is actually happening in Manchester, England. For me, that is the most shocking story of the day. Absolutely ridiculous. Meanwhile, in Germany, video, German leftists applaud death threats against AfD. So this AfD chairman, Frank Magnitz, was taking part in a political debate on German television. They asked him why the party, which did very well in the 2017 German elections, was performing poorly in a certain area of Germany, in Bremen. And Magnitz responded by saying that it was politically difficult for the AfD in Germany because they can't hold events in the region because of all the death threats. And he cited specifically, he said, quote, "The reason is very simple. Because the owner of this event, where this building where the AfD rally was supposedly about to take place, no longer wanted to rent it out to us because he received death threats." What was the response to these death threats from the audience during that television debate? They all broke out in spontaneous applause. Not all of them, but numerous people in the crowd broke out in whoops and hollers of delight and rounds of applause, including one of them, as he saw there, who's literally the guy wearing the red sweatshirt, which literally said, "Always be kind." He's wearing a sweatshirt that says, "Always be kind," while applauding death threats against the political party because he disagrees with their opinions. So much for the tolerant left. BBC reports, Tommy Robinson faces new contempt case. So basically, he's going to be up for trial once again for basically filming some rape gang pedos outside a court, which had no impact on their trial whatsoever. They were convicted. Oh, but it was because he maybe hurt their feelings. That was actually the excuse they used during the trial today. Of course, the dozens of news cameras that rushed in after Tommy Robinson when he entered the court building, they weren't hurting feelings. No, it's different rules for them. It's okay when they do it. And actually, this next legal proceeding, will take place on July 4th, which is when the members of the European Parliament, who win the elections, which are coming up next week, enter the European Parliament. So they chose to hold it on the same day when Tommy Robinson would be entering the European Parliament if he wins his MEP seat, which, according to the panicked news reports, is I wouldn't say it was overwhelmingly likely, but it's definitely a possibility. I think he needs to win about 8 or 9% of the vote, or at least UKIP does in that region. Not UKIP because he's an independent, but him personally needs to win at least 8 or 9% of the vote to get into the European Parliament. So he's actually got a chance of winning. So now they've set the next court case date on July 4th when he would actually be entering the European Parliament. Just a coincidence. Meanwhile, Irish government health body tells women to flush their aborted babies down the toilet. Of course, Ireland had a referendum last year which said it was now legal in Ireland to get an abortion during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy and later in cases where the pregnant woman's life or health is at risk. Now, Ireland's government's official health body has a section on its website that advises women to flush their aborted babies down the toilet. This is in a segment called Pregnancy Remains. It says, quote, if you have an abortion before 9 weeks of pregnancy, you can decide how to dispose of the remains. They can be flushed down the toilet or wrapped in tissue and disposed of as you wish. So as I point out in this article, you know, I used to say that we live in a society which treats its young like like a medical waste product. And I was wrong because it's worse than that. We actually treat them like literal feces. Meanwhile, in Iran, Alex touched upon this earlier, woman dragged away, arrested for protesting mandatory hijab law. In the video there, it shows the modesty police who patrol the streets looking for women whose hijabs have slipped, because it's a big feminist icon, you know. Grabbing this woman, at one point they attempt to throw some kind of carpet over her, drag her away, she's screaming, they bundle her into a car and she is whipped away, no doubt to be imprisoned for years on end. Other women who have protested against this law in Iran have been in prison for 2 or 3 years. God knows what happens to them once they're in prison. We've got another video in that article which shows not just the modesty police, but men in Iran slapping women, demanding that they put their hijabs back on. Meanwhile, in the West, CNN says that it's the new feminist symbol. They celebrate the hijab Barbie. Of course, when you look at the videos out of the Middle East in areas like Syria and Iraq, where women are liberated from ISIS occupation and oppression, what is the first thing they do? They discard the hijab because that is an oppressive, patriarchal control mechanism that is used to subjugate women across the Middle East. But somehow, for some reason, in the West, it's celebrated as this great liberator of women. So we've got that article up there too. Meanwhile, Italy declares war on NGOs, will find boats for rescuing immigrants. Of course, we had the media frothing over Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary's visit to the White House yesterday, saying that he was a hateful bigot. Is it any coincidence, I ask, that the European leaders who have acted most aggressively in protecting their country against overwhelming mass immigration are the most popular leaders on the continent? In Matteo Salvini and Viktor Orban, with Salvini now threatening to fine NGO rescue boats, which, as we've documented in the past, are working hand in glove with criminal people smugglers to get these migrants across. Under Salvini, migrant deaths have halved because there's no incentive for the migrants to come over in the first place. And just by coincidence, Salvini, just like Orban in Hungary, is next to Orban the most popular political leader in Europe, while the mainstream media in the West can't. Now, that's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.